Not gonna lie, next time I'm in the gym, I'm thinking about
Gohan?
No, I'm thinking about how Akira Toriyama passed away.
Straight from Wave Farm.
WGXC, Acra, 90.7, the beat.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more. Plus, advance notice of close-up conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Socrates, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org/support. That's upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Food New York in New York, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Food New York.
Wave Farms WGXC wishes to acknowledge the generous support of the Chuuk and Maimon families in memory of Bob Chuuk of Pearling, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. We are grateful.
90.7 FM.
Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the things.
You don't know the things that I've come through.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
Pain, the trial.
The pain, the trials I've had to endure.
You don't know.
You don't know my story. You don't know the day he
said. I was at my lowest point.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
The strongholds and the walls that set me.
But God has been faithful.
God has been faithful to me.
He promised.
He promised. He would never leave.
Story. It would blow your mind.
That's the key. They don't know.
My story.
Story. Say it, LeJune.
You don't know my story. The anguish and the guilt that consume me. Grateful I can tell it. For no more shall the shackles condemn me. You don't know my story.
You just don't know.
For if you did, you would lift up your hands. So just let me tell you.
My deliverance. What I want to share is my testimony.
You don't know.
Somebody know
my story.
Even blow your mind.
Can I get a witness?
You don't know
my story.
My story. My story.
And it's through my testimony.
Oh, oh, oh.
Through my testimony. That I overcome. You to know that
is my story.
I life and favor. Thank you for bringing me out. You think you know, but let me tell it.
Life and favor.
God, thank you for your mercy.
God of mercy.
And you love me. Life and favor.
Life and favor.
Oh, how wondrous. God is my story.
Life and favor upon me.
You wouldn't believe my real testimony. Can't imagine. Some people, they walked out on me and they gave up on me, said I wouldn't make it, but God broke me out.
All the things I've done.
If you only knew, you'd understand why I praise like this. Come on, can we take it up? To sing this one, look somebody in the face and say,
can't imagine what I'm going through.
God did it.
God did it.
I can't take credit for it.
Yes, yes, yes. You don't know my story. I don't know your story. But you know what? I don't have to know your story. But I know if you're listening to me, I know God has been good to you, that you're still here in the land of the living. Hallelujah. That you may have come through many dangers, toils, and snares, but you're still here. Hallelujah. God get the glory. God get the glory in our story. You might be on your way coming out of something and you're praising God. You might be on your way into something you don't even know yet. You might be in the middle of something and wondering how you're going to make it through. Let God get the glory in the story. Amen. There is a bright side. The bright side Amen. Is that God is here. He ain't going nowhere. He's for us and not against us. Hallelujah. And I am Pastor Kim of Overcomers Ministries International Church. We are here to let you know there is a bright side somewhere. Yes, I don't care how dark the clouds may be and how dark the day may seem. God is still there and the sun, he still shines. Am I right about it, Brother Martin?
Amen, amen. You certainly are. And good morning, Brightside listeners. Glad you are joining us on this beautiful Holy Sunday.
Yes, beloved. Listen, we come to you with the music for the heart and the mind and the soul. And it does my heart and soul so good. And I'm sure it's the same for you, Brother Randall. You know, people, they hear my voice for those 50 or 58 minutes. And, well, no, not my voice only, because we bring on the music, but the message too, right? But to hear people as I go around the community and even outside the community who's tell me, oh, I was listening to you on Sunday. Or, I listened to you on Sunday. I listen to you every Sunday. There are people tell me, I listen to you in my car. I listen to you on my iPad. Amen. So to all our faithful listeners, we love you, love you, love you. God loves you more and he loves you best. Always remember that and rest and stay blessed. We come here to let you know that God got you, God loved you, and we love you too. And so we have music that we have selected for you, our playlist for today. Yes, beloved, we've got 30 minutes, 7 songs back to back coming your way. You heard opening us up, Life and Favor by John P. Key, featuring James Fortune, Isaac Carey, and Lejeune Thompson. After that, we have Testify by Kalante Gavin, Now I Know, The Walls Group, 828, Anthony Evans, New Thing, Family Music, featured Montez Moore, Worth It, with James Fortune, There's a God, Korean Soul, and Reminder, J.J. Hairston, featuring Dion Kipping. This is our lineup for you today. Testify, because Now I Know. 828, he's going to work it all out together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. A new thing is worth it. There's a God. Reminder. This is Pastor Kim. Listen, before the music plays, I want to just say thank you, God. We have rain here in Columbia County. It's very gray out there and the rain is coming down heavily. And I want to say thank you, God, for holding back the rain on yesterday here in Columbia County. It was the Flag Day Parade, and all of the festivities that occur afterwards down at the waterfront at the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park. And I'm just so grateful. I know all the planners and all of the participants sighed a sigh of relief. The clouds were heavy in the morning and in the early part of the day, and then they just moved away. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. And I'm sure it was a beautiful, beautiful day. I was out elsewhere celebrating with a friend, celebrating 10th pastoral anniversary. So shout out to Pastor Darwin Abraham, his wife Arlene, and the State Street Amy Zion Church on 10 years together. Hallelujah, a milestone and a monumental anniversary celebration. And so I just wanted to get that out there and get that out there first, because truly God blessed on yesterday and held the rain. Amen. Whoever's got stuff planned on Sunday, I'm sorry for you know, that. But thanking you, God, for what you did here on Saturday. All right, beloved, the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Here we go. Let the music play.
Yeah. Come on. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony,
I can't be silent.
I gotta share it. So excuse me if I get too loud. I gotta share what the Lord. If I get too loud,
loud. I gotta share what the good has done for me.
See something.
I gotta testify.
You've been good to me.
Oh,
there's power in my weakness. It's perfect and sufficient. Even when I lay in the bed I have created with mistakes, I know you're working it out for my good. I know you're working it out for my good. All of my problems and all of my pain, you've woven with purpose that I
WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. WGXC.org online all the time. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we're here with the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me, WGXC. We have the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul, the music with the message. We got more music for you coming up, and after that, I'll come back. Don't go nowhere. You stay right here. I've got the music for your heart and the message from the Lord.
time was not wasted time. It will all be worth it.
When you see what God's doing in this, it will be worth it. When you see why he did not say yes, it will be worth it. On the other side of every test, it's always worth it.
I know you want to see it.
I know he has not revealed it yet. Just know that it's worth it. It will be worth it.
When you see why God made you wait so long,
worth it.
He was showing you how to be strong.
It will be worth it.
When your prayer request becomes your praise report,
worth it.
I know sometimes you don't understand it because his ways are different. Yes. But God, you can keep the rain. But how would we know? If he didn't let you experience some pain in your life, now you can see that it was
worth it.
Somebody's gonna look back over your life and say it was worth it.
Way out. May I please hands up for you the answers. Open up your heart and let his light of love shine through.
Time. Keep on reminding that you're
on reminding. Keep on reminding. You are a provider. Keep on reminding that you are sovereign. Sometimes we seem to forget, Lord. Sometimes we think we are the ones that are in control. And even though you have sent reminders, God, even though you have given us tornadoes and hurricanes and earthquakes, as told us in prophetic word that in the end times there would be these disruptions, and you know, the whole earth is moaning and groaning, the scripture says. Even though we've just come through a global pandemic, oh my God, huh, Lord, we still seem to need reminders, God. We still seem to need reminders. Send us reminders, amen, by your grace and your mercy. You know, a few moments ago, my good friend and audio engineer, Brother Randall Martin, gave me a reminder that I had a couple of seconds left before I had to go live. You know, reminders, beloved. Amen. Well, I want to remind you, those of you who, you know, were with us last time, our message was beware of wolves, beware of wolves. And it was God answering my question as to, you know, why we are seeing the kind of reaction and response that we're seeing in the political scene here in the United States of America. And what I received, I believe I received from the Lord, and I'm sure others have heard whatever they have heard that concurs, is that we need to be aware. We need to be watchful. We need to be prayerful. We need to be aware of wolves. In the Old Testament, just to recap a little bit, there are several verses that talk about wolves, and they appear in the Bible as dangerous, like lions, which also was a metaphor that's used in the scriptures to talk about the dangers that face us because of our adversary, the adversary of God and man, the devil. He's evil, the liar, the father of lies, no truth in him. And so we talked about also how Jesus told us to beware of the wolves who come in sheep clothing, okay? They appear to be one thing. You know, they appear to be whatever. but inwardly, there's something else going on. In their mind, in their heart, in their soul, there's something else that's going on. And so Jesus calls us to beware. But you know what he also said? In Luke chapter 10, he tells us to go as lambs among wolves, okay? In Matthew 7, he tells us that the wolf comes in sheep's clothing. And then in Luke 10, he tells us to go as lambs among wolves, beloved. He has 72 disciples that he's sending out in pairs, and he's sending them to every town and place that he intends to visit. And the passage in Luke chapter 10 prepares us and explains to us the instructions and the warnings that Jesus gave to his disciples as they prepare to carry out the mission, all right? His command to them is to go, hallelujah, and it's an imperative. It's indicating an urgency and a purpose. Beloved, there is an urgency and there is a purpose given to us as preachers, as pastors, as leaders, as spiritual leaders and guides, people who are confused, people who are perplexed, people who don't understand what's true and what's false, what's real and what's fake, what's an alternative fact and what's fact, right? And so there's an imperative, there's an urgency to help people to be able to sift through the minutiae and to see clearly, right? Jesus commissions us, his disciples, that we should take immediate action. He uses the word go to underscore the active nature of this mission and that they must leave their comfort zones to fulfill their calling. I am sending you. Hallelujah, beloved. I am sending you. If not me, who? If not you, who? If not now, when? Amen. Jesus calls us as believers in Christ, hallelujah, to be able to see the truth and know the truth, hallelujah, and choose the truth, amen, to see a lie and know a lie and to shun the lie. Jesus calls us as disciples to seek him in right and no wrong and choose right. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, beloved, hallelujah, he also commissions us to go. Go with the message of God's redeeming love. Go with the message of God's values. Go with the message of God's care and concern. Go with the message of God's favor, hallelujah, that he has shown us in sending us his only begotten son, hallelujah. Not only did he die for our sins, beloved, but he came and showed us the way, hallelujah. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let us learn from the life of Jesus, hallelujah. What would Jesus say about the politics? What would Jesus say about the political people that we have in our midst? What would he expect us to do? Hallelujah. Listen, beloved, I got to go. I can't even get into this the way I planned, but hallelujah, baby, we'll pick it up next time. But listen, beware of the wolves and don't be afraid, because Jesus is sending us. And if he's sending us, he's with us. And if he's with us, he's going to fight with us. He's going to be with us. He's going to talk to us. He's going to help us along the way. Have no fear. Our Lord is still here. Amen. This is Pastor Kim, and this is my social spiritual commentary for today. Listen, if you're in the area, I got more to say. I'll be at the First Presbyterian Church at 10:45 a.m. this day on Warren Street in Hudson, New York. And yeah, if you're out and you can come about, come on and join us over there, because God has a message. And we're going to deliver what the Lord, thus saith the Lord. Not according to Kim, but according to the scriptures. All right. Listen, we got more music for you. Music for the heart and the mind and the soul coming right now. And then after that, I'll come back with my final comments. Up next is Better. Yes, PJ Morton. It's going to get better.
I just couldn't let it go. Without letting the ladies encourage you a little bit too. You don't have to worry. No matter how dark it is, I promise it's gonna get better. Listen, no Smith telling me.
Don't you worry and don't you fret.
going to get better. It's going to get better. Also, just to say, it's always darkest before the dawn. Yes, the Lord says, I'm going to give you a new heaven and a new earth, beloved. In the meantime, we got to get through the one we got. Got to take care of it and each other, too. All right. Let us do what we got to do. Yes, beloved. Hey, I want to shout out Pastor Reverend Dr. Elaine McCollins Flake and Reverend Dr. Retired Congressman Floyd Harold Flake as they wrap up 48 years of pastoral ministry and leadership in Queens, Jamaica, Queens, Southeast Queens, New York, and beyond. A fantastic run and all worthy of honor. My parents, spiritual parents in the Lord and my home church, I just love them. We love them. Today is Pastor Lane's last service and sermon as pastor, having succeeded Pastor Floyd. And yeah, she retires now. She retires. So we wish her health and success in her next chapter and their next chapter, and send them much love. Also, I want to acknowledge that Rock Solid celebrated their 25th anniversary last week, at the Waterfront Park here in Hudson. Didn't know about it, but we celebrate with you, and God bless you. Congratulations. Also want to let you know that God Belong in Our County is celebrating the 10th anniversary this year. And in this month, on June 19th, we will be celebrating Juneteenth at the Rothermill Park in Kinderhook, New York. You can check us out at overcomersministries12534@gmail.com. And we'll get the information to you. All right. It's going to be at the Rothermill Park on June 19th at 11:30 a.m. And our guest speaker will be Mr. Paul Stewart, who is the co-founder of the Underground Railroad Education Center in Albany, New York. We're going to have things for the kiddies and a beautiful and wonderful time. So many people are RSVPing already. And Gospel Fest, July 20th at the Columbia County Fairgrounds. We're going to be celebrating the gospel, bringing people in who haven't heard it before, bringing people together who love it and live it. And it's just going to be magnificent. We're bringing in Grammy Award nominee. I think she's also a Grammy winner, a Stella Award winner, a Dove Award winner. Miss Vicki Winans is going to be our featured musician and ministry music guest, as well as other choirs and singers from around the region. So the Tri-County thing this year, praise the Lord, Greene, Columbia, and Albany counties coming together. Look at the hand of God doing what people thought could not be done. Only God can do. Well, listen, beloved, it's time for me to get out of here. And hey, happy birthday to all you June birthdays. God bless you. And may your next revolution around the sun be your best one. This is Pastor Kim. Remember never to forget, God loves you. I love you too. God bless. Stay well. And we're out with one last song. So be blessed. Come on, let's go. Damon
Little. Stone, y'all. With so much going on in the world today. Can't keep on stressing your life away. So get up from that place that you were in. Enjoy life, cause you never know.